Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Media Wave, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust and believe God is blessing you in a mighty way. A Wednesday this is, as we said earlier on, we will be talking to Kanyi Micheline Changana, and she is on the line. Last week, a great review. Kanyi, welcome to the show and congratulations about last week.
Thank you so much, Ray. Thank you for inviting me once more. I'm so blessed.
Yavana, when you have a ministry in your heart, when these things happen, you know, they just happen. They just happen, and it's a beautiful thing, and one has to recognize, you know, and give honor where it's due. And say, my sister, wow, thank you so much, you know, for really talking to us. And we really appreciate that. We really appreciate it mightily.
Thank you, Ray.
And of course, tonight we are taking this into a direction that many people really would want to talk about. The need to help others. The need to be of assistance to others. And or the need for helping others. In other words, what is it that we understand about the ministry of helps, you know, upon our lives? What is it that we understand about the ministry of helps? Would we say that we understand that which we need to understand about the ministry of helps? Or we had gone on to actually become those kinds of people who think, okay, there are specific people who should give help. It is basically people who got money. You know, who live in the suburbs, you know, and who have a lot of surplus. So those can be helping. Or we go on to make it even more liberal. The people who have a touch and a call for helps, maybe it is them. But we don't put it across to say it is all of us. The ministry of helps is within all of us. And each and every one of us, God can show us where we can best be. Come people who can give assistance to someone, isn't it?
Correct.
And then now, what is your take? What do you think the ministry of helps is all about? Or helping others or the need for?
Yes. Okay, Ray. We must understand one thing, that, you know, helping others is not for specific people, but it is for everyone. Whether time, whether money, whether energy, but, you know, helping others is one of the most valuable character traits in a child of God. So anyone can help. You don't have to be rich to give help. Hence, I said earlier, whether it's your time, whether it's your money, whether it's your energy or whatsoever. I have a story, Ray, that I love so much.
Yeah.
From the book of Joshua, Joshua 2. The story of Rahab.
Yeah.
You know, from the book of Joshua, there were two Israelites there who escaped to spy. And then they met this Rahab lady who was a prostitute. And then Hansa said earlier, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what type of help you are giving, but all that matters is that if you are a child of God, it is valuable for you to give. So this lady now is meeting the two Israels that came to spy the land. And now, I know, like, if it was me, I was like, oh, or when other people are reading from the book of Joshua, would say, wow, a prostitute. Why would they choose a prostitute to help them, to hide them, you know? Why wouldn't they go to maybe the head or the someone who is up there but a prostitute? So God can help, you know, God can put to anyone's heart the willingness to help. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you have.
Hmm.
So this lady, you know how those two Israelis, he took them to her house, and when the king came to look for them, he said they were not there, but they were there. He was hiding them.
Yeah.
With nothing, but he hid them on her roof.
Mm.
Now when they asked her what she wanted in return, she said, "If you can spare my family."
Amen.
And she said to them, "I know exactly who sent you to me."
Mm.
You know? So, you know, as a person that helps, you need to know first that, you know, someone that comes to you, Ray, might be sent by God to help you.
Yeah.
Yes. Because Rehab knew that, you know, you knew about God, knew about this whole thing. It was not new to him. To her. Sorry for that. She knew that, you know, those two guys were sent by God to her.
Yeah.
Yes. And then she expected a favor from them because she asked them for kindness. She said to them, "If you can be kind to me and be kind to my family, I will do what you want me to do."
Yeah.
So, you know, taking it from my experience, you know, whenever I help Ray, I'm saying, you know, Lord, I am doing it for my family.
Mm.
I am doing it. You know, I'm not just helping. I need this. I am specific to God. I'm helping this because I need A, B, C, and D.
Hey.
So when we help, we must be specific to God that I'm helping because I want this and this and this. And another thing that touched me, Ray, on the ministry of health is that, you know, this thing of helping is not only for me, it is not only for Ray.
Yeah.
This thing, Ray, is generational. He's a generational God. So when you're helping someone, you might not other people you are helping and you expect to get blessings now. This thing is generational. You might be helping someone and, you know, the blessings will fall to your family.
Yeah.
I will just make an example, you know, on that, what I'm saying. The story I'm taking from the book of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
When there was a famine on the land, besides the one before, you know, besides the one of Abraham's time, so God appeared to the son of Abraham during the time of famine. Now, you know what God said when God appeared to Isaac, what he said? He said to him, "I will bless you and I will increase the number of your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham." For the sake. Meaning, I am doing this because I am considering what your father did.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are helping someone, you are planting a seed for your family as well. It is generational.
Mm.
So when you are doing good to someone, it might not appear to you now. It might not be, you might not see the results now, but your children, your children's children will benefit on your good doing. And I'm taking it back when I said, you know, it is valuable for each and every child of God to help others.
Yeah. You know, I'm listening to how you are putting it, and much of the times many people don't see it the way you just put it there. It's like when you are helping, you basically also are, it's like you are lending to God.
Yes.
It's like there is something that you are bringing over to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord will recompense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And much of the times also, people basically go on to negate that, mm-hmm. to hoard what they have, to use mm-hmm. exactly those things that I spoke about to say, they go on to use excuses like, no, but the person who can help is Kanye because mm-hmm. she has this and this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
It is so and so because he has that and that and that. I can't help for now, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. It's always something that is being postponed to the detriment, you know, of mm-hmm. many. Nevertheless, mm-hmm. when we come back, let us look into, you know, a variety of ways that we can be helpful to our society, to our okay. people, to our friends, to strangers. You know, mm-hmm. a variety of ways that we can help those who do not have what we have.
Mm-hmm.
And see, you know, which ways can be explored.
Mm-hmm.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
I'm talking to Kanye Michelin Changana, and we are looking into the very aspect of being of help to others, the need to be of help to others. And we are now at a question where we say, okay, but how can I be of help? Say I see someone at the corner of the robot crossing, and she has a baby on her back, and it's still a suckling baby in the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks at the window that I have closed in the comfort of my own air conditioner. And then she says, I can read her lips, please give me something, because she shows also with her hand going into her mouth, pointing at her mouth, please give me something. And you can see her mouth says, give me something. Mm-hmm. And I behave as if I don't see her.
Mm-hmm.
As a child of God, that is where I should be helping.
Mm-hmm.
I behave as if I don't see her. There is a lady who bakes fresh bread in Bryanston, for instance, goes to a certain corner towards a mall, and there's about 18 people there, and she gives them fresh bread every day, whenever she can. And she doesn't see it as an effort. She sees it as a form of love.
Mm-hmm.
There is a man who is a pensioner in Benoni who always goes to work, and he is a school keeper, you know, a caretaker. And he earns little money. But he meets this young man at a supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Who is in need of 300 bucks.
Mm.
He can't afford to have that. He gives the 300 bucks to him, and he's left with 75 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
He explains it to his wife, and the wife accepts and says, glory be to God. if you did it for the Lord.
Mm.
There's a neighbor whose lights have been switched off, and it's not because of the load shedding. But we know she can't afford. And hey, you can afford to buy her a coupon of something like 150 rands. Then she'll be able to cook umdogo for the children and isopo for the children to eat. But that 250, you'd rather go, and we're not saying don't go, but you'd rather go and spend it at a restaurant where you'll even complain about the food they're giving you. But we're not saying don't go to the restaurant. We are just making comparisons and showing which are the ways. Ways of helping others. I have friends who are professionals, CEOs and all those kinds of things. They always collect clothes. They bring those clothes to me and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not old clothes. It's still good clothes that even I can wear, and they mm-hmm. give, and they give to us. And we are able to give almost every 3 months.
Oh.
And if we measure that, we see we are able to meet the needs in terms of clothing only, let alone food and stuff. In terms of clothing only, we are able to give clothes to more than 500 people. What comes to mind? Can you?
Okay, you know, one thing again that we must understand, that when we are giving, we are doing it for the Lord.
Yes.
You know, it starts first with understanding the law of giving.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says in Galatians 6, the one who receives the instructions in the word should share all good things. So first is to understand the law of giving. And I'm telling you, should you understand that law and understand that you are doing for the Lord, it doesn't matter even if une 70 rand, but you will know because that thing lives in you. That is hungry.
Yeah.
Unala 70 rand, if you understand the ministry of health. One other scripture that I love so much is the parable of the bags of gold. One of the parables of Jesus.
Yes.
I will just read it. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
Yes.
I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invited you in, or needing clothes and clothing? When did we see you sick and in prison and go to visit you? And then the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. So Jesus is telling them that whatever that you did on the list of things, you did it for me. You don't have to do those things for me, because they're asking him, when did we do those things to you? He's saying, no, don't talk about me here, but if you do all those things to the brothers and sisters, that means that you are doing it to me.
Yeah.
So when you are giving, when you are helping, you must understand that you are doing it for the Lord. You don't have to bring, you won't meet Jesus. Jesus is the bread. But Ray, God created us, you know. So we are used by God to help each other.
Yeah.
So those who are in need will come to you, and when you must do it, because it is the law, and you must understand that you are doing it for the Lord. And rest assured, I know that, you know, when you start giving, God will give back. God provides when you give. And another story that I love, Ray, is the story that is, you know, I was reading about it yesterday from the book of Luke.
Yeah.
The story that is teaching us about wisdom, the story that is teaching us on how to discern, the story that teaches about the repayment when you know when you give. It's also a parable, the one of the parables of Jesus, the parable of the good Samaritan. And I will also read this one. It reads, on the occasion, an expected in the law stood up to test Jesus. Then this, he said, teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? They're asking Jesus. What is it? And then he replied and said, what is written in the law? How do you read it? I want to know, when you ask me that question, how is it written? Then he's answering them, said, it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Then he's saying, you have answered correctly, Jesus replied. He's saying to this man, do this and you will live. But he wanted to this man wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? So in reply, Jesus said, a man was going down. Here's the story now. He says, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Yeah.
Jesus is telling them about this story.
Mm-hmm.
When he was attacked by robbers, they stripped him off his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road. The first person who met this man that was robbed was the priest. And this priest, when he saw this man, he passed by on the other side. So there was no help. A priest. So number two, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw this man that was robbed, he passed by on the other side. So the second person is not helping. He passed by. Now, the Bible says, but a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Then the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, looked after him, and he said, when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have. Can you now understand that three people passed this man that was in danger, that needed help. The third person helped. And then there it says that this man in return said, I will reimburse you. So when you give, Ray, definitely, most definitely, God reinvests. There is reinvestment in giving. Reinvestment, the definition of it is an action of repaying a person who has spent. Whether it's a loss, Ray, in your life, whether you do not have or you have more, but if you give, definitely, God will reinvest you. Even things that you have lost, God will reimburse you. When you are in need, God will reimburse you and give it back to you.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow, that is fantastic. It is fantastic. When we give, God will give back to you. And of course, now let's go to the point where we look into the effects, you know. What happens to you when you give, you know, helps to another person, when you help another person, and what happens to that person? And we look into that. The effects of being helpful to others.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. My name is Ray, I'm hanging on with Kanye Michelin Changana, and we are looking into the very aspect of being helpful to others, or the need to help others. You know, a ministry that is also in her life, so she knows what she's talking about, you know, because it's a ministry that is upon her life. Much of the times, Kanye, you know, we don't tend to look into the effects. And then especially, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts, people are giving. And as they are giving out of the goodness of their hearts, they don't look into the amount of impact that they have made on the person. One time I was at a robot. And then there is this guy, he's a white guy, who is begging at the robots. And we would give, you know, 5 rand, 2 rand, just like we do to everyone. Mm-hmm. This other car was in front of me. It's a sports car. It was in front of me. We're looking at the car and marveling on it, that it's such a good car. Mm-hmm. And this guy takes out a bunch of money and gives to that guy and just goes away. Doesn't even look into that guy's eye, that guy's eyes, just gives. And you could see it's some 200 notes, you know, that they've given. And then I said to my daughter, wow, did you see how much that guy just gave? You know, it is so amazing. and it's not because he's rich. It's not because of what. He just felt to give that. And the expression was that of relief on the man who was on the street, because now he could knock off early at around 6:30 in the morning. He could knock off, you know, than to stand there and get amatubopo from Abore and stand there for 5-6 hours. You know, he could knock off. And I said to my kid, you know, now he needs to knock off, go and buy himself a coffee, because it was cold then.
Yeah.
You know, and relax and thank the Lord, you know. And giving also makes that, it brings relief. The impact is that, you know, when you are helping others, you are relieving them of the pressures of need that are upon them. You are also meeting their needs in one way or another. You are touching the basis of their needs. And you are also responding to their prayer of provisions from the Divine One. So you are a servant of God. You are an answered prayer. You are a testimony. You are a sign of benevolence. These are good traits that people who receive are getting. I know. I am from there, Kanye. I know. I'm from the streets. I know what it is like to receive from people. And I know what it does to you. You know, not that I was begging. We were independent. We were the street kids. But hey, you know, if someone give you something, you would treasure it. But you would continue to wear it, because someone that gave you that shoe, ukunikeze ngothando. What say you then?
Okay, you know, there are benefits, Ray, in good giving, both to the giver and the one who receives. You know, when you give to someone that is in need, you are basically showing love of Christ to them. So they feel so loved, they feel so important,
Yeah.
You know, they see Christ in you. And to my experience, whenever I give, I realize that, you know, whenever I give to those people, they will say, they will mention God. God bless you. So there is God in them. There is God. When they see you, they don't just see an ordinary person, but they see God in you because you are living it. That is what God wants us to be like Christ, to give, to do like. And I always ask myself, even if Ukunanze, hey, Tani, but this is the last one. And I always ask myself one question: what would God do? What would Jesus do in this situation, Kai? Then I won't do it.
Yeah.
So, and again, it is in Funsileroy, it has taught me so much. Giving has taught a lot of things. It has taught me a lot of things that, you know, it is good. It has taught me to support people in times of need.
Yeah.
It has taught me how to feel so, God wants us to fulfill the law of Christ. Hence, Galatians says, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. When you carry each other's burdens.
Yes.
When you give to that person, you are fulfilling the law of Christ. And it also, when you're giving, as I said earlier, you show the love of God.
Yes.
You know, in Hebrews 6, verse 10, it says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. So when you continue helping them, he won't forget Ure.
Yeah.
By doing that, helping them, you are showing God. You are showing God, and you are showing God what you are showing to those people, the love of God. And when we are giving again, Ray, we are doing it to please God. And again, from the book of Hebrews 13:16, it says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices, God is pleased when we sacrifice." Just because we make 50 rand, but this is the last one. I'm telling you, Ray, there is something great in Ugo sacrifice. I'm sacrificing the last one because I know that my sacrifice is pleasing God.
Yeah, man.
And again, giving is full of God's promises. You know, the scripture that says, give and it will be given to you. That is a promise. If you do this, Kanye, and I will do this, I'm promising you. And again, it teaches us kindness.
Yes.
The book of Matthew, again, it says, give to the one who asked you. If they come to you and ask, they are teaching you kindness.
Yeah.
The Bible says, give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. If they say, right, then turn. Give, because that is the law. That's what the Bible says. And the problem, again, I'm coming again with Abandi in the Isoloko Bay show. People always say, but my specialty to churches is that we give to church, but I mean, we don't see where is this money going, or we give to church and Abandi, they're interested in those more than giving, you understand? So from the book of Philippians, God is teaching us on how to be selfless, how to be unselfish. It is not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others.
So
you look at the interest of others more than you. So going back, I was talking about churches that we give to churches. Other people have problem giving to churches because Imalia misuse and all that. I was reading again from the book of Matthew. You know, that taught me how to exercise the power that God has given us. From verse 8 of chapter 10, Matthew, it says, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. And it says, freely you have received, freely give.
Yeah.
But now what we do to now, we, you know, people do vice versa.
Mm.
God has given new powers to heal. Mm. But people are taking from abangenamali, they are making money for performing the miracles of God, for exercising the power that God has given me. Let me do business out of it. Aish. That is wrong. The Bible says, freely you have received my power. Freely you should give. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse them, pray for them. And you find that in our days, now prayers, you have to pray to pay for prayers. For what? It is wrong. That is why in our days people have a problem with giving. Because now they are doing it for business, and which is wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you give ungayenzeli business, because God will take care of you when you give. Give because you know that God will give it back to you. You don't have to be paid for doing good. You don't have to be paid for praying for people. Because God will take care of you. When you take care of others, God will take care of you.
Absolutely. Wow. When we come back, we are going into the final recommendations. And the question is, what do I do to be more of help now that I know? What is the next step? When we come back, we tackle that.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Welcome back. We are at the final stage of the questions about this very aspect of being of help to others and the need for. And the final recommendations here are needed with regards to us as children of God. There should be a stance that we take when it comes to being people who are of help to others. And I have realized amongst many things that at some stage, we basically negate the very fact that we are actually equipped through Christ that we be of help to mankind. For this is what God is all about, and this is who Christ is. And this is all about us, that we become this body of glad tidings. In other words, people should just see the goodness of God in us. Now, many people come over and say, how can I be of help? I know they can't be doing things like you do, Kanye, you know, but there are many ways. But the basis of everything when it comes to being of help to others is one, and that is the divine love of God through Christ Jesus. What would you say to advise the multitudes who are ignoring this ministry which God has placed upon each and every one of us, as you said earlier?
Okay, what I would say, you know, Ray, is that we mustn't shift to somebody else, as you have said earlier. Because we have that tendency of saying, hey, only this one can. Giving is for rich people. We must understand and not shift that away from us, that you know, giving is for everyone. It's for every child of God. It's for all of us, whether you have, whether you do not have. Hence, I've said earlier, Ray, you know, whether it's your time, whether it's your money, whether it's your energy, you know, it is most valuable character, you know, as a child of God to give. Now, again, you do it, and I promise if you give, God will take care of you. There are a lot of things that I've mentioned, and I want to mention this one again. You know, we must exercise our faith. By giving, you exercise your faith.
Yeah.
And again, it's from the book of James, where it says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it?" In the same way, faith by itself, it is not accompanied by action, is dead. So we must exercise our faith. Remember what God says, that we must have faith. We measure it with the size of the mustard seed. If you can have that small faith, you must have faith. When you give that, you will receive that. So it is teaching us to exercise our faith. You can't raise Uti Emgwini that is hungry. You Uti, hey, God bless you. I mean, you must attend first. There must be action. This person is angry. Which actions are you taking?
Yes.
Except for saying that God will bless you.
Hey, man.
You must take actions. By taking actions, you are exercising your faith. So what I would say, if you see, don't ignore it. If you know that it is there, do not ignore it. Because it is God that placed it into your heart. Do it and God will take care of you.
Sure. I want to thank you, Kanyim. I want to appreciate the heart of giving us your time to talk to us. And also sharing, which says quite a lot about your life to us. I want to appreciate you and appreciate all that you are telling us. And may God increase you even far much more. Not only to tell us, but to tell the whole world.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And how do people reach up to you if they say, "We would need her to come and minister at our places," or "We would want her to come and teach us. We have so much to give, but we just don't have the know-how." How would they get hold of you?
All right. They can get hold of me. I'm available on 078-093-3532. And that is for calls and WhatsApp as well. And I am on Facebook, Tanyi Micheline Changana. And they can also send me emails. My email address is Changana Kanyisa without an H at gmail.com.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. We talk with you again next week. And much blessings to you.
Thank you so much, Ray, for inviting me. I'm truly blessed.
God bless you, my friend.
Bless you too, my brother.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Kanyi Micheline Changana, and we are grateful, so much grateful for her caliber. She's back with us next week. Yes, indeed.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.